Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting the film series Testigo Witness, Goya in the Movies. Held on select Fridays in May, each film touches upon artist Francisco de Goya's visions of the world, kicking off with Pan's Labyrinth by Guillermo del Toro on May 10th at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a spring super sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Charles Solomon also wants to take some time to remember the terrific Hungarian animator Marcel Yankovic, who passed away May 29th at the age of 79. Charles, I know you knew him well, in addition to being an admirer of his work.
Yeah, I was on a jury with Marcel at the Ottawa Animation Festival a number of years ago, and I had seen many of his films and admired them. People who remember the old tournées of animation would have seen his Oscar-nominated Sisyphus, where he created the image of the character rolling the rock up the hill with just these very few calligraphic lines that told you anatomy and attitude and motion. And we hit it off, we became friends. And when we were at the festival, we all showed the other jurors what we'd been working on. And he had just completed The White Mare's Son, which is an extraordinary film that deals in a Central Asian myth about the downfall and rebuilding of a great kingdom. It's a beautiful film. It is singular in its graphics. I've never seen anything that looked like it. And ironically, it's finally coming out on a Blu-ray and a 4K restoration next week, along with what's usually called Johnny Corncob, which was his first feature and the first Hungarian feature. And I had just been in touch with him because I wrote the essay to go with the Blu-ray about this film I've admired for all these years. And so it's a real loss. He was such an original talent, such a visionary, and a man who also was very erudite. He wrote books about symbolism and mythology. And even at the festival, he looked at my digital watch and said, "Oh, well, you know, I wear a clockwork watch because that mirrors the circular patterns of the stars and the earth in its orbits and is a more effective representation of time." And so he's a real loss to the art of animation.
We're talking about the Hungarian animator Marcel Yankovic, who died May 29th at the age of 79. We also want to take a couple minutes here to talk about some streaming recommendations from our critics. Wade, let's start with you. And you have Love Boat on your list. I assume that's because we lost Gavin McLeod a few days ago.
Yeah, I've actually been watching Love Boat reruns for weeks in between my film week sessions. It's kind of a nice way to unwind, and it's a little bit of nostalgia. So when Gavin died, it was like losing a member of the family. I love 70s television, and there's tons of it on Pluto. They have a 24-hour Love Boat channel and a 24-hour Three's Company channel and Carson for 24 hours. And so you can kind of immerse yourself in the nostalgia of the period. And I've been really enjoying that. It's a nice diversion from everything else that's out there.
And a great chance to see late in life actors as well making their appearances on the show. Love Boat on Amazon Prime Video. Also, a couple of classic films you want to recommend on the Criterion Channel.
Yeah, being that we haven't really been in theaters for over a year, I was a little bit starved from my widescreen epics. So I captured Spartacus and Patton on Criterion, and they are both beautiful transfers. And of course, Criterion has a wealth of other stuff at all times, but those were a couple of nice things to find.
Criterion subscription streaming channel for those who love classic and international films. Amy, you want to call our attention to the Eric Andre Show on Hulu?
I do. And there is some absolutely great stuff on Criterion. The Gina Rowland section right now is amazing, but for something completely different, may I please get you to watch at least 5 episodes of the Eric Andre Show before you think I'm a crazy person. Each episode is only like 10 minutes, so it will not be that hard. I got really interested in him when a few weeks ago we talked about his comedy Bad Trip, you know, which was like a movie where Eric Andre goes on the road. He makes these comedies that are kind of surrounded with real people where he himself embarrasses himself and bewilders other people and humiliates himself to see how other people react. Not so much in a way of pranking them to make them look dumb, but showing their basic humanity and what an idiot he is. And some of the gags in that movie, Bad Trip, he like reworked from this talk show. So I got really interested and went back and watched it. And they're all like 10 minutes long, so you can marathon them really fast. But he plays a talk show host who is just losing his mind constantly and like frothing and unnerving his guests. Every episode starts with him destroying the entire set and like tackling the drummer. It's uncomfortable, and I just absolutely love it. You keep watching the show waiting for the moment where he's going to get himself killed and just praying that he doesn't. Like, he performs as though he is a man possessed with the need to do these things that he doesn't really want to do. But if he doesn't go out wearing like a green screen mocap suit with a bird on his shoulder trying to hump people, nobody else will, and he has to do it. I understand that this might sound like an insane recommendation, but I swear it just builds and builds and gets more brilliant as the seasons go on until you feel like you're watching the bird episode I'm referring to, or the bird segment turns into like this entire episode on all of its own that made you feel like you're on hallucinogens. It is just the most insane show, and it is on Hulu, and it is a palate cleanser to everything dramatic that you are watching.
All right, recommendation from Amy for the Eric Andre Show. Coming up on Film Week, our John Horn talks with Tim League, Alamo Drafthouse's founder and executive chairman, about his movie theater's return to people attending in person. Of course, the American Cinematheque also reopening its theaters. What wonderful news that is. More to come on Film Week in 1 minute.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.